Hey, good morning, and welcome to the Seven Figure Service Business Podcast. My name is John Stevenson, and I am on day three of our snowpack here in Carson Valley, and it has been a cold few days, but it's beautiful, and we just got snow through the valley and up in the mountains, so excited for ski season. If you guys are ever looking to find a place that's beautiful to ski and with beautiful views of Lake Tahoe, I highly recommend Heavenly Ski Resort, one of my top destinations to go to. And, you know, it's 20 minutes away, so that's nice too. So I have been doing some calls, quite a few calls, with coaching clients. And, you know, of course, potential clients. These are potential clients. So this would be sales calls that I'm taking, people that are interested in working with me and interested in coming into my coaching program. So a common theme that I hear often is that I can't afford it. I'm broke. I have no money. And these are the same people that are saying, I'd like to be doing at least $250,000 a year net income. And the kind of money that I'm charging them is nothing compared to what they want and their goals. And they're sitting there talking to a guy who's done this multiple times and knows how to get them to multiple six figures, and yet somehow they can't find the money to get unbroke. And it's unfortunate because, you know what, if all of us were given the opportunity to buy a Lamborghini for $5,000, I guarantee you even the brokest of us would find a way to get that money so we could buy that Lamborghini. Why? Because the perceived value of the Lamborghini, of course, is much more than $5,000. Okay? So if I'm coming to you and I'm offering to coach you for $5,000, then you would be crazy to say no, especially if you're looking to get your income to at least $200,000 or $300,000. So the reason I say that is you reach out to me, you want my help, I extend my hand out and say, all right, yeah, I'd love to help you. Here, it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you my time. And so, yeah, you get access to my entire system. You get access to me. And yeah, it's $5,000. Sure. Not like chump change, but, not much compared to, some of the other franchise options people will pay $100,000 for. So it's just interesting because you meet people from all walks of life, and it just seems like the common theme among the majority of the people that I talk to is money. Money, they don't have enough of it. They don't have enough of it, and they haven't learned to save. They haven't learned to be frugal. They haven't learned to deny themselves. And because of that, they're not able to invest into opportunities, opportunities to grow their wealth, their income, and their lifestyle that are right in front of them. Because they'd rather waste the money on, you know, Black Friday deals. They'd rather waste some money on a bunch of what I would call doodads. That's what Rich Dad, Poor Dad said. Robert Kiyosaki was talking about doodads versus, you know, real investments. And an investment puts value on your balance sheet. And a doodad doesn't. Just takes it away. Takes money out of your pocket for something that you think is valuable, but really is just a waste of your money. And it's not something you're going to be thinking about or you're going to care about years from now. So the reason why you're broke is because you're not willing to deny yourself luxuries that you want now for a lifestyle that you could have forever. Okay? Let that sink in. Okay? I talk with so many people. They say, oh, I want to make $100,000 a year. I want to make $300,000 a year. But yet they're not willing to sit down there and count out what it's going to take, what kind of sacrifice it's going to take for them to get to their goals. Yeah, my program, what, $5,000 is nothing. I paid 10 times more than that on other coaching programs. Okay, think about the money you're going to need to buy your equipment. Think about the money you're going to need for advertising. What if you go all out and you decide to hire a mentor for $5,000, and you decide to buy some equipment for $5,000, and then you decide to do advertising for $5,000. Okay, you're in at $15,000. Guess what? Month two rolls around, and you do everything that you're told to do by your mentor, you're making $10,000 a month. And by the end of 12 months, you got $250,000 business. Now you tell me, is that $15,000 worth it? Is it worth it? Okay? Or would you rather take that $15,000 and waste it on a down payment on a new car? Or would you rather, waste it on, new pair of earrings or a trip to Disneyland or whatever? All those things are nice, but you know what? You keep on chopping off the hand that can help you instead of sitting there and trying to grow an asset that's going to pay for all these luxuries for you. You instead waste your money and buy your luxuries all the time. And because of that, you never have any money for any type of opportunity that comes around. And then when you complain that you're broke. Okay, well, I don't buy it. And a lot of other people don't buy it either. Okay, people don't care that you're broke. People don't care that you're in the situation that you're at. Okay. You're the only one that cares, but even you don't care because you haven't decided to deny yourself the luxuries that you need to get where you need to be today. Okay. And that's why a lot of people will moan and complain and blame others because they're not willing to take responsibility for their lives, responsibility for where they're at. Okay. We are where we're at, whether we're rich or poor, because we want to be there. Okay, that might be hard to hear, might be hard for a lot of you to listen to, but it's true. You are where you are because you want to be there. You've made the decisions in the past to be where you're at right now. And I'll tell you right now, where you're going to be in a year from now is based off the decisions you're going to make today. Okay, it's not going to be based on the decisions you make a year from now. Okay, that time is past. When you get to a spot, it is by design. And is by choices, past choices. Okay, so you're designing the life you want in the future by making certain choices now. And if you don't make those choices, guess what? Those choices will be made by other people in a way that you're not going to want. Okay, so that's why people are on welfare. That's why people are on food stamps. People are on Social Security because they're letting other people make decisions for them because they weren't willing to make the hard decision of sacrifice and hard work when they had the chance. Okay, so take the chance you have when you're healthy, when you're strong, when you got a little bit of money, maybe you have a little credit. Take the financial plunge, invest in yourself, quit buying doodads, and build something that's going to make you wealthy. Build something that's going to help you and your family and help you be able to reach out and help others and not have to worry about money all the time, but actually be able to be a force for good in the society that you're part of. Okay, you can't be a force for good if you're always worried about where the next dollar is going to come from. Okay. It's going to be hard to reach out and reach down and lift someone else when you're not up on that higher plane yourself. Okay. So just think about it long and hard. Why are you at where you're at? Okay. Are you broke? Okay. Why are you broke? What decisions have you made or not made in the last 12 months or even 24 months that has kept you in the spot that you're at? Now, look at those decisions or lack of decisions and change it. Do the opposite. And guess what? You're probably going to see the opposite result. The common thing that you'll see is people will say they want something, and they truly do, yet their actions speak louder than their words or their inactions, and they just simply aren't willing to do the work. They like the idea of wealth. They like the idea of prosperity. But they don't like the idea of all the hard work and sacrifice it takes to get there. And that is the only way to get there, okay? There is no other way. It'll never change. There's just laws of hard work, law of the harvest. You reap what you sow. And so that's all I have to say about that. Hope you guys enjoyed the podcast today. Hope things are going well wherever you are in the world. And I look forward to talking with you in my next podcast. Thanks a lot.